T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So tomorrow is a big deal election-wise because we've got the statewide Medicaid expansion issue. Was glad to hear an ad running on this station because, you know, if you heard Rodney Boyd earlier, he pointed out that the pro-Medicaid expansion money has probably been 10 to 1 against the people that oppose it. Mm-hmm. There's big money, most of it out of state, that wants to flip Missouri to Medicaid expansion. So just understand the forces that are going on here, and understand that I'm telling you to vote no on 2 tomorrow. Voter's Guide is online. You can go there and check it out. Right now, we've got one of the candidates for a St. Louis County Executive, Mark Montavani, joining us on the phone. Mark, good morning.
Mark, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. A little busy today, I imagine, huh?
Yeah, making the final pitch, so to speak.
You know, I was looking at your website here, Mark, as we get ready for this vote tomorrow, and I understand it's a close race. You've gotten endorsements from the American Federation of Teachers local. I see here the County Police Association, the Carpenters Union. A lot of folks have come in and gotten behind your campaign. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think there's dissatisfaction with the career politicians and the fact that they haven't been able to come to grips with our fundamental challenges as a community, Mark. You know, my two primary or principal candidates in the primary, Sam Page and Jake Zimmerman, have been in office for 10 or 15 years between them, and our community's challenges have only been exacerbated during that period of time. You know, we continue to decline. And we've got these political leaders who really just show up around election time, and then they take office, and nothing changes, and the community continues to decline relative to our competition, which are other communities across the Midwest. And I think most of those organizations that you identified there are supporting me primarily because they believe I have the potential to create economic progress in the region, economic growth, which is the most fundamental issue that we have. We have a lot of social challenges in our community, you know, with crime and poverty and bad educational outcomes and whatnot. But if we don't create a growing economy here, we don't have the resources to even deal with those things. And so people recognize that I've been a job creator, that I understand economics and business, and they recognize that if our community doesn't get with the program in terms of creating a better, stronger economic base, we have very, very limited future.
So what does that mean, Mark? Because, you know, I know that at least a couple of folks have pointed out the perception is by some folks on the, let's say, center or center right side of the spectrum that you were pro merger. To explain that to people,
there are people who try to misrepresent my position on this because I have advocated for the fact that we have to come together in order to compete against, you know, Nashville and Kansas City and Indianapolis and these places that are sort of kicking our butt from an economic development standpoint. We have got to communicate with the nation as a region, but that does not involve some sort of super regional government or the merger of the city and county or any such thing, which I've spoken out against, you know, 100 times. These are a lot of times these are just political attack ads trying to mischaracterize what my position is on this thing. Again, I'm not in favor of merging the city and the county, and we do have to think a little bit more regionally if we're going to compete against our real competition. People in St. Louis County, look, our competition isn't the city of St. Louis. Our competition is Nashville and Kansas City. And by the way, Kansas City is coming after us with everything that they've got. And if we don't wake up and start putting a stronger presence forward, we're going to lose the little bit of prominence that we have left in this community.
Mark Montavani, my guest, candidate for St. Louis County Executive tomorrow in the Democratic primary. So Sam Page has, I'll just be honest, hacked a lot of people off with his approach on this COVID situation with youth sports, with recommending schools not open and do it all online. What are your positions on those issues?
Well, so the reason that Sam Page is in trouble on this stuff is more a function of the way he goes about making the decisions than it is anything else. You know, he goes it alone all the time. He dictates. He doesn't collaborate with anybody. He sort of operates like Moses. You know, he comes down from the mountaintop and tells everybody the way it's supposed to be, the way we're supposed to live our lives. And maybe that's a function of this medical school training, you know, where doctors are encouraged to think about the fact that they're going to be in charge. You know, doctors aren't even permitted to run their own hospital. Their hospitals where they work because they're not taught to collaborate with folks. The mistakes that Sam Page has made have been around the fact that he didn't communicate, collaborate with businesses on business issues. He didn't collaborate with parents or coaches or athletic facility operators relative to kids' sports. He's not collaborating with parents effectively around school attendance and virtual learning issues and whatnot. And so I think that a lot of these decisions need to be made in collaboration and with the people who are affected by them, not just some dictator coming down from on high telling people how they've got to live their lives.
So if you got elected, Mark, I'm assuming at this point, I'm going to assume the makeup of county council stays the same. You would have a majority of Democrats in charge of county council. What they've done is basically given Mr. Page or Dr. Page, a free rein to do whatever he wants with the $180 million in federal money for COVID. Would you maintain that? Do you support that?
No, first of all, I would have included the county council. I mean, look, isn't that our system of government? I mean, we have checks and balances in our government for a reason. We have an executive. We have a legislative branch. The county council is a legislative branch. The county council should have always been consulted relative to allocation of those funds. And the reason that Sam Page pushed for this was because he wanted to be able to use those funds for his political campaign to distribute the funds wherever he thought he needed support in order to get reelected.
Would you have shut down youth sports?
No. What I would have done is I would have tried to find a way where each sport was evaluated separately and rules around keeping kids safe were identified, determined, agreed to by the coaches, the parents, and whatnot. What I would have not said is all sports are off-limit. I mean, clearly, kids playing volleyball are engaged in a different level of contact, or kids playing baseball, from kids playing football and whatnot. Rules need to be related to the kind of contact, the kind of drill, the kind of exposure that people have. And the health department doesn't know that. They don't know the difference between kids playing volleyball and kids playing soccer and whatnot. So this is where this failure to collaborate ruins the outcome, and it causes the community to lose confidence in the decisions that are made. A lot of this reaction is a function of the realization that there was no real thought given to how this could be managed in a better way. Everything with Sam Page is either on or off. You know, he turns the switch on or off. There needs to be more of a dimmer switch here. There needs to be a little bit more of focus on how can we keep kids safe and still not force them to lose those parts of their lives that they value so much.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, Mark, before we run out of time here. You know, I think we have one of the best, and I think that probably if you look at rankings around the country, one of the best. St. Louis County Police Department ranks as one of the best in the country. Dr. Page has been accused of playing a little bit of politics with who's going to be the chief, and that's drawn a little bit of controversy here recently. And he's also ordered a top-down review of the county police department, as in suggesting that there's something wrong with the county police. Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, well, policing is changing across America. There is nothing wrong with trying to evaluate how we can police better. The police association that endorsed me recognizes that there is a time for innovation and evolution, additional training. We all want to get better at our jobs. So I don't have any problem with somebody saying, look, we're going to try to figure out how we can get better at our jobs. I do have a problem with sort of the implication that because there's a bad cop in Minneapolis, we've got a lot of bad cops in St. Louis County. This sort of assessment that cops are bad as a general rule of thumb annoys me, frankly, because my experience is quite the opposite. And look, when Sam Page wants to play politics with the police, he orders a top-down review, and he says he can do that. On the other hand, he says, I have nothing to do with who they picked as police chief. Man, you can't have it both ways. Either you're running it or you're not. You can't run it whenever you're trying to make political hay and then run for cover whenever a decision comes out that costs you political capital. It's one way or the other, man.
Yep. MarkForSt.Louis.com. That's M-A-R-K. Spells it the wrong way. That's okay. It's not M-A-R-K for StLouis.com.
I spell it like a working guy does. You spell it like a rich Frenchman.
I hear you.
Look, people have got to vote. All right, this is going to be another cliffhanger tomorrow.
Yeah.
I want to encourage your listeners, whatever side of this thing they come down on, they've got to get out and vote. I lost a cliffhanger 2 years ago, and it is imperative that as many people get out and vote tomorrow as possible. It's supposed to be a beautiful day. No excuse. If we want to take control of our county government and create change and progress in this region that we've been lacking for decades, people got to vote, man.
Mark Montavani, thanks for your time and good luck tomorrow.
Thanks so much, Mark. Have a great day.
You bet. Yeah, appreciate that. Again, at Mark4STL on Twitter, MarkForSt.Louis.com. Download the voter guide. You heard him there. There's your alternative to Dr. Sam Page in the Democrat primary tomorrow. 314-241-9797. We'll get to your calls coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.